I don't know what it says about us that probably 20 different people tweeted at us about the Beyond Meat COO biting that other dude's nose.
It might have skewed the numbers because I punched a hole in my car like 2 hours before this happened. Which is also a Subaru.
You think that encouraged, that led to an uptick?
A slight uptick, but I do think this is very much our shit because Arkansas.
Yes, the Arkansas is the thing. I'm trying to think, like, if he had done that, like, I don't know.
We should discuss this.
At a UVA game or something, would it have...
If he'd done this at a UVA game, they would probably make him governor.
I would too, frankly. But that's the part of it that... Do you think it was the right editorial decision for them to be like, he bit a man's nose versus he punched through a window on a car? I think it is, but...
Yeah.
I mean, anybody can punch through a window on a car. Like, I don't know.
Anybody can bite a nose, too.
Have you ever punching had your nose bitten? Through, it's fucking awful.
But I think punching through a window, that involves one person.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas biting someone's nose, two people had one of the craziest days of their life.
Sure, sure. Yeah, like, it is a much more direct conflict of self-determination.
I mean, it's extreme behavior, right? But I would expect to see windows punched out in pretty much any football riot. Like, I can't imagine that surprising me.
Yeah.
And I feel like nose bitten is surprising no matter the context.
That's fair.
Like, that's weird anywhere, right?
Yeah, in part because it requires, like, a proximity that... Mm-hmm.
It's not easy
to
bite a nose.
It's like stabbing. You have
to
really
intimate.
Want it.
It is intimate. And unlike stabbing, you can't sneak up and do it. Like, you can't surprise someone biting
them. I hadn't thought about that. How does that even happen? What do you think is going to...
Biting someone on, like, the back of the shoulder, that's really easy to get to do, not to get away with. Biting them in the nose, it's one of the hardest places to bite someone. They see your every movement.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a small target.
Unless you've blinded them with pocket sand.
It's a real sign of power. Real power move.
Do you think it's a we're standing up thing or a I've taken you to the ground and now...
It's got to be ground, right?
What we do in the shadow style, I attack your nose.
Or you're attempting to pin me. You're going for the fatality headbutt, but at the last moment... I bite your nose.
Or so Spider-Man kiss. It could be Spider-Man kiss. I dangle in front of
could
you.
Could be.
And that raises another interesting question. Like, I can't imagine personally being in this situation, seeing somebody coming for my face for that, and not like instinctually headbutting. So was this guy not headbutted at all, or was he headbutted and just kept coming anyway?
So I have an entirely different theory. I think this is two dudes screaming, like doing close screaming. I'm not going to back down. But also we're not actually fighting.
Like
just
like a weigh-in?
Yes, we're just like screaming very, very close to one another, and the other guy said, "Fuck it. It's nose biting time."
That's possible. It could be that this is the kind of thing where one guy is coming in with his mouth open. And at that point, I'm calling your fucking bluff. You won't bite me. You won't bite me. And then the guy with his mouth open is like, God damn it, I'm stuck biting this guy's face.
Yeah, or I'm going to look like an asshole.
I have and to bite. You're I have to cut off your nose to spite my face.
you're just in a game of chicken in which one of you is chicken.
Chicken.
Yeah.
One of you is Beyond Meat.
Yes. Yeah.
Sorry.
I did like that this guy previously did work at Tyson Foods before.
Yeah, so he knows all about things that aren't meat.
Yeah, and he knows how to de-beak. Is really what it is.
Oh my god. Thank you. We should... See who can do the longest welcome.
I like that we all, when we do a substitute welcome, we all come at it from different places. And Jason's is always
I've ever
like
done it.
A great rumbling of bass. a gravel golem emerging from
the funniest part of the welcome to me is when Spencer goes, ooh. There's this whole bass drop before it even happens.
It's the tick up it's of like the roller coaster where the last cars are going over before the plunge.
It's like when a big wave is coming in on the shore and the water all recedes to go into the wave.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Hey!
You know, he's been focused so long on stretching out the duration of the welcome, and I had never thought about, like, seeing if he could push the beginning of it. Like, how high can you start? Like,
wipe out.
Welcome!
That's good. That's a good version. Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't tell him this. It'll only make him worse. We have.
I think the thing is, then he will do both.
All right. I think we should start the show and just see what happens when he stumbles.
Yeah, I'm sorry again. As soon as we got on the phone with Cerber, Betty started losing her goddamn mind.
Who has never done the welcome?
I've definitely done it. I don't know if Holly's done it.
I've done several versions.
I don't know if I've ever done
Cerber's
it.
Cerber's never done it.
Actually, I think I've Holly.
Cerber's never done it.
Cerber,
I have
when
done,
have
it.
You done it.
I've done it. I know
Holly,
at least
Holly
once.
just did a good version of it. I think the show has begun.
Okay.
Excellent.
To the shutdown Fullcast.
Okay, while we're picking apart our own show, something I noticed while listening to a couple of episodes back to back, I was looking for something. Spencer's gotten really good at starting to introduce us, but he never gets through more than one person.
Yep.
You never know who'll be the lucky person introduced that week.
It's so trending
it was
towards
me for a
me.
Long time.
Yes,
and it was right now. It's you. It was me for a long. It's taken turns. Hey, baby.
It's almost never Jason. No, that's not true. For a while,
it was
Jason.
No, it was Jason for a while because it was he was because
Jason was the co-host
town,
and
then
we
removed. Mm-hmm.
Well, Jason was the co-host, and you and I were the
and
guests.
And we were the guests. Betty,
and
come
then,
on, man.
And then it was Holly because you were physically. No. Closest to him, and therefore,
and then he started doing it whip around style.
And now,
and now he just wants to talk about fucking biscuits.
Yeah, now it's Ryan because there are things he wants to say to Ryan.
Right. Oh. Blah, blah, blah. Spencer has brain damage. Blah, blah, blah. Hey,
this Spencer's actually here. Isn't that.
So,
this isn't it, that. The show's already started.
His brain is full of holes.
We've already knocked out the welcome. Now we're going to see if we can introduce two of us this time.
Yeah.
All right, Spencer, do it.
I will introduce every goddamn fucking person on this podcast.
The show has begun. I'm not kidding. Just introduce.
I did the welcome. It was great. It was better than yours.
Joining us today from Atlanta, Georgia, Spencer Hall. That's right. That's right. Me. Let's talk
person.
About I. That's all I'm introducing. No,
he outsmarted us there. Damn.
I foxed you. Play action.
It's his show now.
Thank you, Grody Keith.
That is. Kirk Cousins putting it in the coverage, boys.
Go Birds.
Joining us from Nashville, Tennessee is Ryan Nanny. Hello, Ryan.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Things are fine. Things are good. I did realize recently that having a 5-year-old is essentially like living with a thoughtless rich person because they do thoughtless rich person shit. Like, for example, one thing you can frequently find in my trash can is an apple with one bite taken out of it. And that's a thing like no adult would do unless they were thoughtlessly rich and they were just like, oh, fuck it. I'll just throw this. Like, if you took a bite out of an apple and then you said, like, I don't want this, I assume you would see if anybody else wanted some or cut it into slices so you could use it later, right?
Are you going to confess? Because if you don't, I'll tell them.
Uh-oh. No, occasionally if it's a shit apple, I'll just want it out of my world. I get so mad at Amelia Apple.
Huh.
That's not actually what I was going to say.
Oh, is it? Okay. I have something worse.
Okay.
On at least two occasions, once in my home and once in your own home, you have left an apple core in the shower.
But that's a core that he's eaten it though, right?
Yeah,
that's not worse.
Have we ever discovered in our archaeology a one bite shower apple?
Ooh.
No,
oh, that
not yet.
Nasty.
I wouldn't bring it to the shower.
If
we wouldn't
had,
get that far in the relationship.
Bite,
so you test the shower. You test the apple before the shower.
Is it while the water's getting hot? You got your hand under the faucet and you're like tooth testing the skin of the apple with the other hand.
You test drive the shower apple. Oh.
What's your measuring apples with mealy apples just being flung out of the shower?
Well, what's your go-to apple varietal at this point?
This apple will not bathe with me.
We need Brian Floyd on here to talk cosmic crystals.
Brian Floyd's apple, always here.
The go-to standard service apple around
here. Sorry, Floyd, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Is a Fuji. Like, a Fuji's delicious. Okay. It's an outstanding apple. You know, sure, Honeycrisps are great. They're fine. They can be really good. On average, they're just sort of good. But yeah, the Fuji. I saw a server give the thumbs down, sir. What kind of apple sass do you have?
Apple sass.
Cosmic Crisp is the superior apple and the official apple of the Boeing Apple Cup.
You're walking into the garage at the Honda dealership being like, I'd rather have a Ferrari. Yeah, I would. I would rather have a Ferrari. Sometimes I got to drive the Fuji.
Show respect to the Granny Smith. The sour apple has a place.
It has a place.
I think it's
as a snacking apple.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. I'm a server.
Slice is not whole. I will slice a Granny Smith.
Ryan, you have two problems though, because you live with an inconsiderate rich person, but you also have a baby, which is like living with a tiny alcoholic.
Yeah.
Yeah, but with a baby, you're sort of fine with it because you're like, you don't know any better. With a 5-year-old,
like living
you're
with a tiny alcoholic.
That's true. With a 5-year-old, it's just sort of like, fuck, man. And they just look at you and they're like, but I didn't want any more. And I put it in the trash. And from their point of view, it's like, I didn't leave it out. Why are you mad?
I understand the logic there.
You told me to get rid of things that suck.
Yes, you said when I'm done with my food, put it in the trash.
leaving an apple core in the shower is the product of not enough civilization. That's clearly me being not house trained.
Why are you eating an apple in the shower? It's and Ryan, delicious. I know you've done this too.
I've done this too because it's delicious.
It's
why?
Delicious.
It's fucking delicious.
Why aren't you washing your body?
Have you ever? Your hands don't get sticky. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, there's that.
I don't understand y'all.
Have you ever had a beer in a hot tub?
Yeah.
This is the healthy version of
it. Absolutely. Yes.
A hot tub, you're not occupied. Okay, I think I actually may understand the gap here, which is none of y'all needs two hands to wash your hair.
No.
Well, even if we did, there's time to just sit there in the shower and contemplate the universe.
What? Plus, the apple is the snack that you can put down. Like, I don't need to hold the apple the whole time. I can put it on the ledge and come back.
I don't want to put an apple down anywhere in
the
shower, though.
What a nice post-shower apple.
Because it's not the same as a steamy apple.
It's really not.
Look, listen, there is
at great length before, and I've never heard the phrase steamy apple.
I'm gonna all right, Ryan. So now, I want you to know.
I think it's fair to say that we've only made it this far in the Shutdown Fullcast journey by accepting that we're all very different and we approach life in different ways. And Spencer and I are very different.
But we're usually different in
this
the same
This is weird
ways.
Because we meet up on this.
But this I totally agree with him.
This
on.
Is horseshoe theory in action here.
And at the same time, Holly's right. Don't leave your apple core in the shower. That shit's gross.
Yeah, see, like Nora's thing where, you know, you're leaving, the job is leaving the...
I mean, do y'all compost?
The apple in, maybe you should start. In the trash, right? That's the product of too much civilization. When an aristocrat does that, it assumes 19 layers of support beneath them that are going to both solve this problem and never call them out on it, right?
Resources are endless. All problems are fixable.
Apples are going to respawn.
I cannot be corrected for this because I am part of a
you
very
can't
complex
be corrected
system.
For anything.
Right? You either do something like that if you guarantee that, or if you have no knowledge whatsoever, right? Like, remember, originally, like, cave people, they would live in a cave and they would just fill it with garbage. And their solution was move to a new cave. That was it. So, like, archaeologists have found just caves
and
caves full of
like a hermit crab, basically.
Right. Ryan, I'm going to list a series of foods. And you just tell me. This is not canon. There's no right or wrong answers.
From finding an apple core next to the garbage can on the floor.
I'm going
to
list five.
That's the part that really enrages.
That wasn't me. I'm going to list.
Yes, it was!
I'm going to list five foods, and you just tell me whether you would eat them in the shower or not.
Okay.
The melon of your choice. I don't want to get into a melon debate because those are equally contentious. Would you eat like a Publix cut fruit bowl of melon in the shower?
Can I ask one follow-up question?
I'm starting to
go around. Am I eating these things with my hands or can I bring a fork?
Buddy, sway bien.
That's
up to you.
So much to deal with.
Yeah, I'll try some watermelon in the shower, sure.
Okay.
Watermelon.
That's good. I'm marking this on the imaginary chart on the wall here. Like, okay, on the spectrum here. Okay, so now we're going to go to
Jason Kirk. Welcome to the show.
We're going
to
go to Savory. We're going to go to Savory. We're going to go to Savory. Would you eat a cold sausage, a saucy sawn, you know, a summer sausage? Would you eat that in the shower?
Summer sausages are eaten sliced.
I mean, I'm going to let you do slices. That's fine. If you want a little charcuterie plate in the shower.
Let's let the German weigh in. Server,
I don't think I would want that in the shower, no.
Okay.
So has to be no delicatessen in the shower, no? Everyone knows
It like presents a slipperiness that I'm not comfortable with. Okay. And it doesn't feel like the shower would enhance the sausage eating experience in the same way that I find it enhances the beer drinking or apple eating experience.
It's going to get clammy.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So I've gone to savory cold. We're going to go to savory hot. Okay. What if you just had some fried chicken? Just some fried, would you eat a whole chicken, like a Publix chicken breast? Popeye spicy?
No, it's just a question. Now we're getting into questions of structural integrity. Like, I'm not worried about an apple flaking and falling apart in the shower.
Okay. Okay.
Chicken is going to do that.
Like I said, I'm just performing I'm outlining the apple here.
And then when I have to snake the bathtub drain line and be like, what the fuck is all this chicken skin doing down here?
There's bones in there. Okay. There's a greasy, viscous film across everything.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Like I
built
said,
built a fatberg in my bathroom.
But your coat is so sleek and shiny.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm just sort of like sonar echoing this, right? We're echolocating.
No, I get it.
The limits of what you can eat in the shower here. Mm-hmm. I only have two more. One bowl of ice cream. You can choose what flavor. I don't care. And you can use this. I'm not going to make you.
Can I nominate a sherbet? Let's go sherbet.
Ooh, well, I think a popsicle is a delightful shower.
That is a great choice. I think cold treat with warm water. I think that's the combo.
I will veer slightly off course here and say mochi. I will have one mochi in the shower.
That's fascinating.
I haven't done this, so I don't know how well it works, but I am at least willing to extend an interested hand in that direction.
Okay.
My interested hands are full of shampoo. I don't understand you people.
Yeah. There's plenty of time for that.
I'm not paying for hot water for the whole neighborhood. How did I end up in this position?
Are you?
And I'm supposed to be the dumb one.
Lastly, I think we've gone, because I've done savory cold, savory hot, sweet cold.
We need sweet hot, right?
Sweet hot. So
bread pudding.
Are you just going to take a nice, like, could you just... Could you just take one of those?
Bananas foster.
Foster bisque.
Chocolate lava cake.
Yeah. Are you just taking a nice cup full of bread pudding in the shower if I heat it up? I'm going to let you put a little bit of vanilla ice cream on top.
No. What it is I don't want any hot food in the shower. What we're landing on is like hot food in the shower doesn't make sense.
Then you're hot on the inside and the outside. You're miserable.
Because it's the same reason why a beer in the shower is great. I don't need a fucking cup of hot cocoa in the shower. That's insane.
If I don't get my shower coffee in the morning, just don't talk to me.
You wouldn't say
like Godfrey probably does drink shower coffee because he's like, am I going to drink six cups before 9 a.m.?
I'm so unhappy. Oh.
I can't figure out why I'm not sleeping.
Just liver, this giant angry scarecrow of a man standing naked in the shower pounding hot coffee.
At this point, his kidneys look like when you have Cheetos that congeal together.
Hot Cheetos and a cold shower.
You know
that
what? I'm going to say this.
That might work.
Listen, if I can combo it, if you get me preferably a Mexican beer and some hot Cheetos in the shower. Give me a Taco Bell Mexican pizza.
Cold pizza, hot shower.
How high am I?
That's living. I want cold pizza, hot shower, and I'm playing Halo.
This is silly. Okay.
With my roommates from college.
We're all in the shower together.
Today we have invented one of those surround gaming chairs, but it just has misters at the top.
In my Mountain Dew gamer chair that bathes me.
Now I would eat fried chicken in one of those cryogenic chambers that you see people stand in.
Now
I would eat fried chicken in that.
Okay, you wait, hang on, back up a second. Ryan, yeah. You objected to a cup of hot cocoa in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't sit in the bath with a cup of hot tea?
Baths are different.
Yeah, they are okay. Different.
Okay. Baths are
different environment, yeah.
Because
okay.
Yeah. Additionally, you can have your plate on a little floaty.
Yep.
Yeah.
You can eat a whole salad there with it floating in front of you.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
That's
right. And if it falls in the water, then you're just marinating yourself.
That's right.
I still find all of this incredibly disturbing, but I'm overwhelmed by your sheer force of logic.
By the way, just side note, I stopped at the Quick Trip on the way back from Charlotte today, and I saw a guy, he had one of those work trucks with the big flatbed, right? Mm-hmm. Like a dually with the corrugated iron flatbed, right? And he was up and he was getting gas, and like his dude was putting gas in the truck, and he had one of those salads you can buy at Quick Trip, and his elbows up on the back of the truck, just like housing that thing. And I was like, shouts out to you for making positive life choices.
Getting some roughage.
Yeah. Getting some roughage.
That's
in there,
gonna
dude.
Make the next visit to a Quick Trip bathroom all the more pleasant.
This is
For you, Hayden. He sounds like a Hayden.
He does. The German voice you heard telling us that there were no charcuterie plates in the shower was our producer, Michael Serber.
He's introduced two people, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, no. I'm three. Seriously, fuck y'all. I'm getting everybody.
Oh, yes.
I did introduce myself.
Jason, you said this a couple weeks ago, and you're right. It never actually leaves his head.
Yeah, sitting in the shower with his friends, his like five best friends from college, playing Xbox nude. And the homies. Listen, the homies can play Shower Halo. It's fine. As long as we're all playing Halo.
Shower Halo is a treat.
Yeah.
I
is Jason Kirk?
Hi, I'm Jason.
It's NoHo Hank.
NoHo Hank.
The biggest winner of the college football season so far, and possibly the biggest winner for a couple months, will be Oklahoma State, which is very soon no longer going to have to play Oklahoma. And I assume that residents of that state will then spend the next century arguing about whose fault it was that the quote-unquote rivalry ended. OSU fans might win that argument about 50% of the time, which would be more than twice as often as they win the football game. So I'm delighted for Oklahoma State. This is literally the greatest development for them this millennium, like completely unironically.
A fantastic rivalry in all that Oklahoma leads by a total of 90-19-7. That is, yes, 90 wins for Oklahoma to 19 wins and 7 ties.
I am sad this one's going away.
Why is that?
Why?
I like the rivalries that have the the Roadrunner Wile E. Coyote quality to them. Like if Georgia Georgia Tech just went away, if the SEC was like, we're adding another conference game, and Georgia doesn't want to do it anymore, and Georgia Tech is like, God, we would love to get bowl eligible, maybe one day, and it went away, I would be sad, because I like that we have these rivalries that even though they're super one-sided, and even though every year you're like, I know how this will turn out, I like the idea of possibility. I like the idea that, like, maybe this is the time that the Coyote will catch the fucking Roadrunner.
And once a decade, it is.
It happens. Yes. Yeah.
If this is the three of you trying to sneak me into talking about Tennessee, Florida, it's not working.
Nope. No.
Okay.
That's not,
I was
going to
say, I like the Georgia-Georgia Tech rivalry and the Bedlam rivalry because it's like getting drunk on beer as an adult, like too drunk. Mm-hmm. You're like, it's just beer. Then you turn the corner once out of every 10 times and go, oh, no!
I will say, the good thing about them is they occur during a super loaded weekend when every now and then there's like a 10-minute lull. And it might just so happen that that's the year the robot coyote catches the drunk frat Roadrunner.
I like them for yet another reason. And I'm also sorry they're going away.
Hmm.
My favorite rivalries are the ones, the greatest game day poster of all time, in my estimation, is the one with the state outlines of Alabama and Mississippi, and it says your state is backwards across the top, and it's not really clear who the protagonist is based on holding the sign, but the closer the schools, the better I like the rivalry, because A, you get, it's not like, you know, Georgia versus Florida, it's neighbor versus neighbor, co-worker versus co-worker, house to house. I believe we've compared it before to the Yugoslavian Civil War. But it's the closer the schools are together, the funnier I find it when everyone insists, oh, those people are different.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this too. Is...
Yeah.
This means we do get... We can still have that with an upgrade in competition because Oklahoma can play the in-state school that has a better record against Oklahoma, which is Tulsa.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's a real fact.
Tulsa's always just lurking there like, yeah, I want to fight Oklahoma State. Tulsa's like, yeah, can I have a word? No, you're cool. You stay over there.
Yeah. Whoa. We don't need problems.
Oh my gosh. I just realized I haven't told y'all about the House Divided flag that showed up in my neighborhood.
Oh, no.
Yes.
This is Nashville.
New people in the neighborhood. Haven't met them. They appear to have a child based on, like, some toys they've got in the front yard. But this is an NFL House Divided flag, and I want to see if y'all can just guess at what it is. I'll tell you it is one NFC team and one AFC team.
Chargers.
I'll tell you how cold or hot.
I was
going to
guess Chargers. Yeah. Shit.
Chargers are... I will tell you geographically you are very cold.
So, Bills? Let's see.
Bills is right. Bills is
Bills. Fine. Bills. Jags.
You are warm-ish. Well, no, you've named another AFC team, so you need an NFC team.
How was I supposed to know that?
Bills. But you are warm-ish.
Bills
with that
Falcons.
Geographically. You are in the right division.
Bills Panthers.
Nope.
Bills Bucks.
Saints.
It's Bills Saints. Spencer.
Oh Jesus. My God!
There's a Bills Saints house. And like,
not for long.
No, I'm just gonna go leave a 12-step program flyer on their table, right?
These people definitely met in a cruise ship jail, right? Like, wow. A Disney cruise brig is definitely the meet cute here.
These are people who saw each other's asses first before they looked at the face, both of them, and not voluntarily. It was like, well, it was just hanging out the car window, and I figured I needed to go get to know him.
It looked supple.
Yeah.
I'm excited to meet them. I'm excited to party with them.
Yeah, find out what their professions are, if they're allowed to say.
Hey, folks, we got some breaking news here. Server, can you get this late arriving voicemail in from Matt in 319?
Hello, Fullcast. It's Matt from Cedar Rapids. I just wanted to let everybody know the Iowa game is over now.
We did ask people to let us know.
The time is Tuesday afternoon.
2:35 p.m.
They got it in. That's the most important part, unlike the Iowa offense. That's the Iowa offense scoring double digits. Woo!
Boo! Bring back the Iowa touchdown.
Did Spencer ever introduce Holly? Did we skip that part?
I have gotten 4 out of 5 I did not introduce.
God damn it. We brought up
Thank
Ryan
you,
Floyd.
Brian Nanny.
Got him.
Holly That's Anderson all. Joining us as well.
Hello,
with breaking
Angel.
News. Holly's been going through the voicemails that we have. And
they're so good.
They are good.
I love y'all so much.
We're very blessed. We're going to be going over some of those today.
We have a few of those to play. We could not get to all of them if they were all that we played. But I encourage you all to keep sending them in. Especially thank you to the people who are just calling in to say, hey, Fullcast, how's your day going? And then hanging up. And especially the people who call in just to tell us how their Tahoe is running that day. So,
I wanted to start with my bit of necessary news coming from the Washington County, Arkansas jail, where all important news comes. According to booking records at the Washington County Jail, a man named Doug Ramsey was charged with terroristic threatening and third-degree battery after the game in Fayetteville on Saturday. Might have seen it. This was Missouri State scaring the living shit out of Arkansas for the better part of 3 quarters.
Which didn't it happen on, like, Friends and Family Day, too? I think I'm not making that
they
up.
They invited Bobby Petrino's team to Family Day?
I'm pretty sure that... I'm checking to make sure that that's right. But I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah, that's
yes,
like
his, it was
family.
It was family weekend in Arkansas.
You're right. I can see how that might have been. How that might have been a dangerous.
Well, it was family and friends weekend, so he had to be invited, right? Like you had to. Yes, and you can come too.
Maybe they invited him on Family and Friends weekend to see if he'd accidentally invite both, and there would be that like, uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh, these folks aren't supposed to meet.
Family and family weekend.
I hope there were people who met him sidelined there post-game were like, what's up, old dog? Yo, coot.
Dude, the boosters weren't the ones who wanted him
fired. No, the boosters, they're bastards. They were totally fine. Look, he lied. Oh, yeah. We all lied. Who cares? Man wins 10 games. Doug Ramsey, Family and Friends, did not need an invite. May need one now. Was arrested just after 10 p.m. when an officer was dispatched to Gate 15 for a disturbance that had previously occurred in the parking garage. They found two males with bloody faces at the scene. Always a
two
good start.
Males with bloody faces.
Nebraska.
At the scene.
The officer spoke with both parties. Ramsey was allegedly in the traffic lane of the structure attempting to leave when a Subaru, fucking Subaru, inched his way in front of Ramsey's Bronco, making contact with the front passenger's side tire.
That's assault.
That's right. You know what? That's not back in the blue. I'm sorry. By the way, would any of you think anything of somebody in a parking garage post-game in a college environment?
No, this is just how it goes.
Somebody just making contact with your tire. You wouldn't think anything about it. You'd just be like, well, that's kind of aggressive. Please don't go any further.
No, everybody's cranky and tired, and you just want to get out of there.
Right.
Yeah, that is the important context.
The thing is that you all join forces to laugh at the guy who backs up way too fast and hits a column.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, cars really need oxytocin, so that's why they snuggle sometimes. Mm-hmm. That's why. The owner of the Subaru got out, and he stated, I've skipped an important detail. Ramsey got out of the vehicle and allegedly, and I'm quoting here, punch through the back windshield of the Subaru.
That's not insubstantial.
That's the only way you can tell if it's a Transformer or not.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever have any friends who made a habit of expressing their male emotions by putting their fists through windshields or windows?
Habit? Yes.
It's a hard thing to make a habit out of, I would mm-hmm. agree. But I do. I have a good friend who, during a Florida loss to Auburn, punched through a window and like severed his bicep in a real he told me, he was like, yeah, I could see much more of the inside of my body than I ever wanted to. Yeah, it wasn't good.
Yeah, you don't want that anatomy lesson, because it turns out that a single pane of glass turns into 1,000 glittering knives when you put your arm through it at high speed.
Revenge.
I want to state, though, as a thesis statement for it being introduced to Mr. Ramsey, this tells you a lot of what you need to know about him. I can't fault him for that. It's a very clear, I'm not only crazy, I'm extremely belligerent and stupid.
Excellent character intro.
Well, especially as an opening move, like, you know.
This guy.
When they say show, don't tell.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
This guy.
I don't really begrudge anybody protecting their car. I think people who are super touchy about their cars are almost 100% fucking stupid.
Touchy about your car, why did you park in the garage?
Correct. Right. Why did you take it out in public anyway? Like, people are like, hey, bro, don't lean on my car. Lean on my car. I don't care. It doesn't matter. None of this matters. Doug Ramsey would disagree.
There's eight Apple cores in here. You can't.
Listen.
You might steal something from my car. Trash?
Sunflower seed holes?
Two Warhammer books? Bunch of sunflower seed holes? Yeah.
Those are expensive.
Yeah. Don't, man. I paid a lot of money for that car. Oh, mine was cheap. Wow. It's crazy. Anyway, Ramsey got out. The owner of the Subaru stated Ramsey pulled him in close and started punching his body. You know what? It's another good strat. Put a hole in his gas tank, right? Yeah. Don't go for the head instantly. Might be a couple of rounds. Make sure he can't breathe.
Pulled him in close.
Ramsey also bit the owner's nose, ripping the flesh on the tip of his nose.
Oh.
At what point did Doug Ramsey, when he was doing this, think, I think I've gone too far? When you feel the nose separating.
Not by the time he had his mugshot. He still looked mad as hell.
He looks furious.
Yeah, there wasn't any thinking going on at this point. Mm-mm.
And Ramsey was arrested at 10:27.
What for?
Probably the part where he, more specifically, not just the
The nose biting, but he threatened to kill them.
Do you know what's weird about fighting in this situation? Not weird, but incredibly awkward.
Hmm.
Is that you're in a parking garage after a football game. Traffic is moving between 0 and 5 miles an hour. Once the fight is over, everyone just kind of has to sit there.
He couldn't run.
Right. You can't go anywhere.
So he's arrested.
Like, how did you even get law enforcement in there?
He's arrested at 10:27, meaning there's at least a couple of minutes where he's standing there with the people whose nose he just bit off. And they're just kind of chilling.
So you moisturize?
They all go back to their cars that are 2 feet apart. And
you go over
other.
There.
Just kind of belligerently rocking the car against each other.
I'm not done. Ramsey was named the COO of Beyond Meat in December 2021.
See, the way you said that, it sounded like it was going to be the next morning. Like this, yeah. This finally got him the promotion.
I'm so
always seeking out new protein sources.
According to the Tyson Foods website, been a member of Tyson Foods poultry business since 1992. And was named president of global McDonald's business for Tyson in 2019. The man who's supplying you with all of those delicious 99-cent McChickens. He's just out here sampling whatever meat comes his way.
What is a nose if not a McNugget?
Cheese. God damn it.
Blah, 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 blah. Can you imagine if your nose was a McNugget and every smell you smelled was filtered through McNugget?
That
would probably improve global morale.
They're not the worst smelling things in the world, man. They're pretty good.
Sure.
It's a decent smell.
I mean, I'm sure it pairs nicely with just about anything.
My favorite sentence in this is...
A lot more house fires would go unresponded to, though.
Yeah. Man, it smells great in here.
Shower McNugget? I'm going to go no, because it's going to get soggy.
All right.
Yeah. A Tyson spokesperson said that Ramsey left the company last year on his own accord. To roam for more meat!
To seek who he may devour.
If you want to know how fucking fired up Arkansas is about football right now, they have dudes with serious money in parking garages biting the noses off random people.
What happens if Petrino wins? What does this guy do? Did he just Kirby someone's entire body?
Yeah. I think
just
the next...
clinging to the underside of Bobby's car, cartoonishly sharpening a set of knives.
He's going to be so delicious.
This is fannable.
Arkansas.
The scourge of Fansville.
So another dude, somebody who knew him was in my mention. They're like, yeah, he's a fucking huge dude. So just imagine this gigantic idiot Arkansas Bill Brasky coming at you and be like, I'll show you what for.
What I like is that
it's
this
so
is
disturbing.
It's a tale of escalation because he starts with punching the window, which, as I said, like,
yeah,
very strong opening gambit, goes immediately to body punches, then has to go up one more level. Like, honestly, thank God that was it, because what is above? Like, was he going to pull out a pocket knife and scalp this person in the fucking parking garage?
They're in a contained environment where you can't really go anywhere.
Correct.
Like, he had a lot of time to think about this.
The parking garage is the original octagon.
That's the end of Fast 6, I think, Ryan.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think he was on bear protocol. You know, bears, when they attack things, sometimes it just feels really random. Like, well, he tried to pull my clothes off because he was trying to, you know, skin me. And then he bit my hand. But then he got confused and he went over there and he knocked out a window. And then he pooped in my car. So I'm going to say that the next stop in this is he would ruin the upholstery by chewing it. And then he would have pooped in the Subaru.
I'm just astounded by the big fella's speed. Like, it's difficult to get your teeth on someone's face, especially when they are already on alert for all of your movements.
So this raises an interesting question. Is this the first nose this man has bit? Or does he have the reps that made him...
Okay.
No?
No. He's done this before.
Yeah, I don't know how you pick up... I don't know how you pick up that kind of closing speed on the fly.
Yeah, or if you think that's a thing I can do.
And you need closing speed.
Yeah.
More than anything.
Also, if you can look at the mugshot yourself, look at the mugshot and then tell me he has not bitten another person before. He absolutely has. I think this is how he climbed the corporate ladder at Tyson. They would have a disagreement, and then he would pause like, are you sure about that?
like, you know.
Like he's a mastiff?
Yeah, like he's a mastiff. Like, I'm going to do it. And be like, let Big Dan have what he wants.
That's why Jaws from Moonraker was such a successful businessman.
That's why he didn't appear in the rest of the movies. He's like, I'm just making too much cash over here, threatening to bite people for money.
I got a producer credit. I'm good.
Yeah. James Bond can't afford me.
With this broke ass. It was the 70s in Britain. Tell me James Bond had no money. He had no money. Absolutely none.
What would he do with it?
Yeah, he had nowhere to spend it, right?
Probably. No, probably child custody issues.
Cigarettes. Cigarettes. That's it. James Bond's cardio is very limited. That's why he always had the car.
He's cute. Like he's definitely late on a child support payment or five.
Oh my God. Imagine his monthly payment.
Yeah. Like, that's why he's so enormous. Sad, because he's like, I just got to keep working forever.
That's why he's been working for, what, 60 years or whatever?
Yeah. Yeah.
I would really like to stop being a globetrotting alcoholic who murders people, but the money's too good.
You put it that way.
The money's too needed.
The money also, I can't keep a car.
What am I going to do with
car
retail?
Payment keeps going up.
I've wrecked so many speedboats.
Hey, speaking of topless women, can we go to...
The Queen is dead! Sorry.
You know, I saw them lowering her into the floor of Westminster Abbey.
Oh, he's giving me the meanest look right now. The most, what just, is wrong with you look?
Is this me? I'm smiling.
I just thought, oh, that's so disrespectful. Y'all gotta leave her there. Just gonna drop her in a church basement and run away. That ain't cool.
I think they should have put her in the river. It would have saved everybody a lot of time.
And then no one has to wait.
Float by.
No one has to wait. You don't
That's
have to
right.
queue. The river is its own queue.
God, what she a good. I got. Past. I am super fucking jealous of the British, though, because like for what, like a week, you could get out of anything by being like, oh, sorry, I have to go wait in line to see the Queen's corpse.
I can't. I'm too sad about the Queen.
Yeah, like, you didn't have to do anything.
I want
to
go look at the Irish stock market over the last week. It has to be skyrocketing.
Surging, booming,
surging. So powerful.
The Irish fireworks concern is the world's biggest corporation now.
Just look at the Facebook data and be like, I see nothing but likes. Nobody's thumbed down anything. Oh my God.
I'm sorry. Holly, you wanted to talk about topless somebody.
Oh, I had a voicemail to play. Oh, okay. Server, can you go to Leah, area code 435?
Hi, this is Leah from Utah. Props off to the girls who went shirtless in the Smuts. Good for you. You're absolutely right behind them. Also, unknown flex that they were willing to third down jump without a bra. That sounds extremely uncomfortable, and I've never been prouder of us. What an audition to get into the Big Ten. Go Utes.
Is that third down jump?
Yeah.
Jumping on third down?
Yeah.
Yeah, that does seem committed.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about it from that particular angle. So thank you, Leah. And Jane Costin sound alike, because I absolutely...
Is that investigation still ongoing? Or have the crack detectives Salt Lake?
Yes, ma'am, we're very committed to solving this case.
Let's go see what Malaria thought of... I don't actually care enough to look up that scary woman's Instagram again, but if you do and you want to know how it's going, or if you're Salt Lake City law enforcement and you want to tell us how you're diligently searching for this, you can call us at 704-SOUL-CAST. Hail to Ra, the sun god.
Was Utah at home this past weekend? I want to know if the unmasked bandits have struck again.
I want to know if...
It was Ute Proud Day. I mean, that seems like the best time to go naked. At Arizona State, there's going to be some flesh on display. After that is homecoming. Come on now.
I do take one little... I do want to make one little objection to the idea that this was a good audition for the Big Ten, because the Big Ten and nudity, not linked in my mind.
Have you met Wisconsin? They're not all Michigan.
Yeah, I mean, Wisconsin... Feels like Wisconsin plays in its own conference and guests in the Big Ten. Like,
can I talk you into a Donald Duck sitch?
Yeah, That's actually how Jump Around came to be so popular.
Can I point out this conference includes New Jersey?
Yeah.
Spencer, your noted, well-documented Michigan bias really is kind of color
it is
here.
It is. It's a school that is them at Ohio.
You're telling me Ohio State doesn't get inappropriately nude?
Yeah, no, that's what
Michigan State's named after the most topless guys in all of Greece, which is saying
Spencer,
a lot.
Spencer, yeah. Spencer, I want you to close your eyes for just a second. I'm going to say three words.
Thank you, Jason.
Nude Purdue Pete.
It's huge.
I hate to tell y'all. Big drum?
It's gigantic. It popped up in my mind, Ryan, and I'm sorry. Facts are facts. He's got a hammer in more than one way.
That's why he's got that look. He's like, this is more of a burden than a blessing. You don't even
sorry.
Know.
Sorry.
Do you know how many pairs of bike shorts I buy?
I can't go to a public pool. People look at me like I'm a pervert.
The locker room. It's a show. Look at Pete. Here he comes.
Speaking of the Big Ten, let's go to 605, Dan in Nebraska.
Hey, everybody. This is Dane from Nebraska. Don't quite know what I expected, but that was more or less it. Happy Scott Frost Day. It endures. It survives him and his tenure. We deserve nothing. Go Big Red.
We deserve nothing.
We got a number of Nebraska voicemails on the order of it happened again. But we also got one very interesting dose of perspective for Nebraska from a Boston College fan. Server, can you play 617?
Hi, this is Pat, and I'm calling for a little bit of a pick-me-up and some hope for Plante from Nebraska. Plante, I think as sports fans we all know how sad it is to deal with expectations when they come crashing through the floor for your season. But I want to tell you, Plante, you've been given a gift. This is the best thing to happen to you. Your Saturdays are about to get awesome. You no longer have to emotionally invest in a team, and you get to embrace all the wonderful weirdness that exists in college football. It's liberating. Buddy, I root for Boston College. I know what I'm talking about. Most years, I'm checked out by week four. This year, they did me a huge favor. They dropped a turn to Rutgers in week one, and now I'm free. Clancy, there's hope for you. If you just follow these simple steps, don't watch Nebraska football. Don't check the score. Embrace everything else going on in the wide, wonderful world of college football, and you're going to have a great fall. Listen to me when I tell you, and I want you to know that I mean this. Clancy, I wish you a happy Scott Frost Day.
So, I mostly agree with this. And I do think that the reward that teams that fire their coaches super early should be given is that everybody else agrees that, like, all right, well, we're just not going to talk about them. We're just going to, like, they're just done. We're not going to write about them. If you want to write about the coaching search, I guess that's the one acceptable thing. But, like, everything else that happens is sort of, like, they've already indicated that they're done. They've already unplugged the controller.
But like, Nebraska, like an ancient culture declaring you, or
shunning, almost, yes. Say,
yeah, we're
yes,
them.
Yes, you've been shunned for the year, and it's for your benefit as much as ours.
Uh-huh.
But Nebraska did one thing this last week that was very inconsistent with that. Their interim coach fired the defensive coordinator, and it's
did you just want to know what that feels like?
Yeah.
Actually, you did like him. That's awesome. Like, the first thing he did, he was like, I'm getting rid of Ray. Fuck Ray.
Okay, if that's...
Hey, Ray, what? Get out of here!
He gave him one chance to give up 49 points and then said, see?
Because normally when you fire a coordinator, it's because you're like, well, I will go hire somebody else. Maybe not now, but eventually. But you're the interim coach. You're not going to be the... I don't think you're going to be the head coach. What... Is this just going to happen every week? Are we going to get down to the end of the season? Nebraska's like, it's the interim and two grad assistants, and one of them is going to die by the end of the night.
Yeah, we're 10 little Indians in this.
Anarchy.
There's like a damn English professor on the coaching staff. Nobody else. The chaplain is calling plays.
The other thing I wanted to raise is Greg Schiano recently became the winningest coach Or the, no, not the winningest. The coach with the most wins in Rutgers history. With 79 career wins across...
And that's a long history.
Across 14 seasons.
That's the longest history.
Yes. And it was stunning to me that in all this time, that was the number to beat. Greg Schiano's record, again, unquestionably the most successful modern Rutgers head coach. His record now stands at 494.
Wow.
Build the
so stage. Yeah, I can see why losing to Rutgers might undefeated Rutgers, by the way. 3-0 Rutgers.
Did any of this happen for playoffs?
No. Mm. Damn it!
No.
Why?
Don't blame us, it's the dice.
It's summer. Major League Baseball's in full swing, and there's one app for you if you want last-minute deals on Major League Baseball games, and that's GameTime.co. That's right, GameTime.co. I'm looking at the app right now, and I'm picking out America's team, really, the Kansas City Royals. And at Kauffman Stadium, just in a couple days, there's tickets available for $16. And then, well, I don't want to up the stakes too much here, but let's go to next week. It looks like they're playing the Chicago White Sox. There are tickets available right now for $3. You could see a Major League Baseball game in Chicago for $3. What stadium, you ask? Not important. It's in Chicago. But GameTime.co is not just for Major League Baseball games, even though you can get great deals for that. You can also get great deals for concerts, football games. Those are going to be coming up pretty soon. You can find them on GameTime.co. I use GameTime.co to purchase last-minute tickets for an Olivia Rodrigo concert. Tyler Childers did not show up at mine. That would have been awesome, but it was awesome nonetheless. And GameTime.co made it super easy. I got my parking through GameTime.co, and I got great tickets for my wife and I. GameTime.co made all of that so easy and one of the greatest concert experiences I've ever had in my entire life. And I'll be using them again. In fact, I'm seeing a little bit called The Beaches in late September. And where did I get my ticket? That's right, even ahead of time. I didn't wait till the last minute because GameTime.co has you covered then as well. That's what I love about it. Whenever I want to get a ticket for an event, whether I heard about it months before and procrastinated to no end and have left myself in a lurch, you can save up to 60% off buying last minute for sports, concerts, comedy, theater, anything else. So take the guesswork out of buying MLB tickets with GameTime. You can download the GameTime app, create an account, and use code FULLCAST for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code FULLCAST for $20 off. Download GameTime today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed.
I just feel like we are surrounded in this world by bullshit.
So how can you know what's real and what's not? Science passes. That's how. We answer questions like, does anti-aging skincare actually work? And what is your true personality type? And to answer these questions, we don't use opinions. We dive into the scientific studies, talk to the experts, and put it in a podcast that I know you are gonna love. Listen to Science Versus on Spotify.
Can I bring up a piece of news that...
Please do.
Probably the most important news for a large portion of our listenership. Grand Theft Auto. They're
Fuck
making...
Yes. I'm sorry, Jason. I'm going to do this. Every time you say something, I'm like, fuck yes. GTA is in my goddamn marrow. It's in my
blood.
They've
been milking GTA 5 for well over a decade now because it just keeps shitting money. but they are going to go ahead and make another one. And it has been suspected, kind of known-ish for a long time, that they're going back to Miami, but they are expanding that map up into, could be Central Florida, could be all of
Boca!
Florida. Could be. Yeah. Hopefully there's panhandle representation in there. Maybe we get the
Daytona.
Keys.
Oh my God. Let's get Daytona.
I am
we're
going to
get a spring break mission.
It's bike week at GTA.
There's a strip club in a Publix.
I just realized we're going to have hot coleslaw wrestling in a video game.
At last. The controls are going to be so shitty.
She's talking about the new Zelda game, actually.
Yeah. Dude, this is a Breath of the Wild. You thought you had wild breath?
Just Miyamoto being like, more coleslaw noises. More coleslaw. And somebody next to him being like, that's why he's a genius.
Thought you had wild breath. Have you been to Pinellas County? Wait, didn't we already get a map of what parts of Florida it's going to encompass, or was that fake?
So, that's, no, there are maps. There people have taken screenshots from the 90 videos that leaked and linked them to real places that they have scouted in South Florida.
Because I saw
and
mostly, it includes like, the a lower territory, half of Florida, including the Glades.
It includes everything basically up to Port St. Lucie and over to like a little bit of like what looks like Naples. Like, yeah, like it's everything down, including the Keys.
Let's just say they've found animals that include gators, boars, raccoons, and there are whispers that we might even have the skunk ape.
The skunk ape. Oh, God. Listen, if you could do whippets with a skunk ape on an airboat while firing an automatic weapon at a billboard, it is going to be the most authentic Florida game ever made.
Now this is making me think about a Florida version of Red Dead Redemption where there's like eight people and just a shitload of animals. It's almost all animals.
No air conditioning.
Grand Theft Animalia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This, sweaty pelt.
They've created the Florida Man Life Simulator. So that really, whenever this game comes out, that we might not even talk about football that season.
No, God, I'm going to disappear for a month. I didn't really think I was going to. There were two things that really are warning bells for me in terms of complete life derailment with this game coming out in 2 years or whenever. Maybe three now that they leaked it. Leaking is apparently a very bad thing for the release date.
I don't know. It's they're saying like, nope, double down. Fuck it.
Double down. Year early. We'll do like, it next like, week.
Like half the forum posts are like, this looks unfinished. No fucking shit. That's why it's a leak. The other half is, you can play as a big booty Latina. Release this game now. Greatest game ever. look, she's holding up a Waffle House. This is at last cinema.
That was what the other thing that got me. One was my immediate bloodlust reaction to seeing GTA be like, the old flame's back. And two, you can get into a fight at Waffle House. It's so clearly a damn Waffle House. It's got the little globe lights. It's got the fake plaques and degrees on the top, right?
It's got
along
the tile.
The
wall.
Press triangle to bite nose.
I hope you walk into every Waffle House, and if you start a fight, the cook throws in with a crowbar, right? I hope that's just de rigueur.
It's probably the type of shit where, like, you try to rob a gas station. Oh, no, don't hurt me. Try to rob a Waffle House. It's like, are you sure? It turns into a rhythm game.
You just see the guys. You just see the grill cook turn around. He's got an RPG pointed at you. He don't care.
Final boss.
That really got my blood singing when I saw Waffle House in there, and I was like, okay, this is going to officially be a problem, because I did remember in Red Dead 2, if you'll recall, there is a gentleman you get into a fight with at the bar, in one of the bars, I think it's in Strawberry, where he is 20 times tougher than anyone else you fight in the game. You have to knock this man's skull like with your fist for like 5 minutes straight before he gets knocked out. I'm like, they should make every Waffle House cook that. Every Waffle House cook should be the dude who takes 20 minutes to knock out.
Yeah, you see their stats and it's like, holy fuck. better level up a little bit.
You just see that energy bar and it's just the entire bottom of the screen.
Fucking Elden Ring.
I gotta go
Waffle House cook. You down them, they go down, and then life meter. Oh, God, their second form.
The
gonna
Red Bull kicked in.
Gonna now go grind at Checkers for an hour so I can be ready for Waffle House.
Don't let him smoke a cigarette. He'll become immortal.
Oh, yeah. Don't fight him outside the Waffle House. My God. That's when he's got wings and shit.
That's the other thing.
That's where the helicopter is parked outside of the Waffle House.
That's how it got. The warnings were there. The signs were there all along.
So they can fight him rampage style.
That is, and the number of actual real people that they're going to kill in this game. Remember, the last GTA, they killed Mark Zuckerberg. Mm. They took this
it
guy who
work.
Was.
They should try it again.
They took this guy who was basically like Clark Muckerberg. And
yes,
they,
the extremely subtle satire of Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, and the
they killed Zark Muckerberg.
Right, with a cell phone, right? Like a cell phone bomb was the setup here. And I'm like, they're really going to do that again, right?
With Florida
like
celebrities, yeah.
Yeah, with Florida celebrities. Like,
they're
going to
kill Castro
like,
somehow.
Yeah. No, Castro's in this game, he's not
Vanilla
dead.
Vanilla Ice is going to kill Castro.
Now we're cooking.
Yeah, why am I getting missions from John Gruden? John Gruden showed me pictures of cheerleaders and sending me on missions. This is confusing.
Rick Ross is just going to drop a whale shark on you out of a C-130.
Yeah.
The playlist is as you're cruising your speedboat over a bridge as police helicopters are firing at you, and you're just flipping between playlists. You got Trick Daddy, you got Tampa mm-hmm. death metal, you got it all.
You need like a club channel, right? So the music you sounds got, better.
You got like
you.
six different oons channels. Man,
what is a speedboat but a chance to pop the top and let the sunshine in?
We need a Buffett channel, just like Radio Margaritaville.
Oh my God, they're gonna kill Jimmy Buffett, or can you fight Jimmy Buffett?
Dude, Jimmy Buffett was probably
he's
in
gonna
on
give
it.
You missions. He's gonna give you
yeah.
Missions.
Jimmy Buffett's probably the Don who's behind everything, right? He's the final boss at the Waffle House.
They put him in Jurassic Park and had him not running but finishing his drinks. That man's built for GTA.
Yeah, he's ready. My favorite.
Is it bad that I recognized Jimmy Buffett in that movie before I noticed the Margaritaville sign?
It was the way he's leaning forward with the cup. I don't know what it is. It's like very familiar looking.
It's like watching your dad. It's like spotting your dad right across a crowded room.
My favorite tweet I've seen about this comes from Lauren at Not a Big Jerk. Because this is a very subtle game, but this is also a new Rockstar, where Rockstar has said that they're trying to be more conscientious about representation in GTA and about the sort of political satire. And
they're going
to
try
punching up or punching down.
Yeah.
You know, they can try to do less punching down because GTA basically was entirely punching down or in all directions. Not a Big Jerk says, GTA 6 cutscene, where the POC lady protagonist talks to the other player character about how she uses violence to escape the trauma inflicted on her by an unfair world while they're eating at a restaurant called Dairy Queef.
That's pretty much
that's
it.
Lauren,
they
that's going to be the whole
put that
thing,
in the
man.
Game, I'm going to be mad.
You I get mean, the game. Like that, you could tell.
That
like,
might as well be a leak.
I love that because clearly it's a dig at everything Rockstar and GTA is as a franchise. But Lauren also clearly loves it. Like, you've done enough to know that you've spent some time at the burger shot. You've accidentally set several civilians on fire if you make that tweet.
I also love that the forum people who are combing over every possible detail of this thing, they've said, well, it's not set in the 80s because, you know, the police cars look newer. And people are like, oh, those are just, you know, they're just pasting in. Don't worry about it. Those aren't the final versions that appear in the game. And then someone else will say, yeah, well, Zark Muckerberg is dead in this game. So canonically, it has to happen after they're basing it. They're assembling the timeline based on which barely fake celebrities have been murdered.
No, man, Abe Lincoln should be a playable character in this. Like, it's completely ahistorical.
What we really need is to start treating GTA with the seriousness of Star Wars fans approaching that.
See, Roman might still be alive, so his cousin could be in Miami.
Now that...
It's just that GTA 5 was such a huge part of my childhood.
Yeah. We have to talk about that, don't we?
Maybe.
Oh, yeah, we will get... GTA's gone woke. Like, you know, the game where it's about murdering cops.
The game where you can literally... The cops will just keep coming. You can stand on a mountain
the
of dead cops.
Cop murder simulator. It's no longer conservative enough.
I do like the one realistic thing about the game, though, is that the cops immediately start firing for no reason. You're like, well, that's pretty realistic.
Have you read about the LA Sheriff's Department lately?
Yeah. And that they're endless. That police funding in GTA, it's like there's no... It's infinite, right? You're like, they won't send 7,000 cops 3 hours later. Nope.
They don't have a tank. Why would a police department? They have a tank.
The police department
has a tank.
Oh, man, you're going to get droned in the strip club Publix.
Finally.
7-1. It's
that's the way
just
I want
like
to go.
Mama went.
Just like Mama went.
me and Uncle Luke hanging out at Publix. Sorry, Lunkle Ook.
Lunkle Ook. Just me and Chevin Napiro buying football players for the University of Vice City.
Oh my God, man! Please put college
the
football
v.
in this game.
Like, the V is back.
At least let us go to FAMU.
There will probably be NBA stuff. Like, there's usually like pro sports stuff. Please put college sports in this game.
Oh God, listen. Let Michael Irvin just be a playable character. Just let him be.
Wait, make high school football a thing in this.
Yeah,
have a mission of trying to sneak into Booker T in Miami Central.
Have Glades High School football, please.
Do you want to fix a high school football game?
Put Bud in this game. Can we get Bud in this game?
Like as like a pop, as like the like pop-up advisor.
I think Bud is like Bud is like
your quartermaster.
Bud, yes, he should be your supplier.
Bud tells you how you fucked up and how you need to get stronger.
Also, you can buy a pallet of paper towels right now for 60 cents on the dollar.
There's gonna be crypto in this game.
Like he also dispenses coupons.
I mean,
and it's gonna be called something real clever, like shitcoin.
Because they're writing in GTA again, always razor sharp satire.
I think like the GTA, the bar is like, A, will gamer fuel addled adults laugh at it? B, will kindergartners get it? If it checks both those boxes, put it in.
Put it in. And that's why Ray Liotta agreed to do the project. The original.
Yeah.
I love that that is like unquestionably his like second biggest project after Goodfellas. It's like... Like on his wiki page, it's like Goodfellas, Grand Theft Auto,
and then Karina.
Wait, which one had a better script? Let's discuss
a bigger script.
Many more lines, many more lines.
Both had helicopters.
Jason, I would just want to go ahead and continue this in your wheelhouse. Do we want to talk about cocktails? Holly has not looked at the Mountain Dew cocktails list.
I have not looked at it deliberately for a reason.
Let's see here. So speaking of gamers, gamer fuel, and the nutrients that gamers need, the vital
more taurine!
You know what? I didn't even know what fucking taurine was. Red Bull came along. I'm like, it's got to be important. Red Bull.
I need a lot of it, it turns out. From Twitter subscriber Jack Grimes, Jackopedia is the handle. This person has created a Mountain Dew-based cocktail chart pairing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 different flavors of Mountain Dew with five different types of spirit. Mm-hmm. And given names to all of them, let's just start with the most basic. Default green Mountain Dew, pair it with vodka. That's called a forum ban.
That's my favorite one.
A blue voltage paired with tequila. That's a gamer's delight. Paired with rum, that's a gamer's holiday. With whiskey, a gamer's hootenanny. And with wine is a gamer's mom. These are all great. There's Code Red and Whiskey. That's a Super Mario Moonshine.
My favorite. Listen, the great.
There are a lot of existing alcoholic drinks because if you're not from Tennessee, Mountain Dew was invented as a mixer. Tequila and Mountain Dew is a very common concoction in my neck of the woods, variously called Redneck Margarita, Hilljack Margarita, blah blah blah. Blah. But These are extraordinary steps forward.
The berry lemon spark and wine, of course. That is a where'd that one go? Oh, the Moscato No. Oh no, that's the Book Club Overdrive. Excuse me.
I also know fancier ladies who have done. Oh, it's called a. What's that? What's that Japanese melon liqueur that's like chartreuse?
Midori?
I have seen something called like a Tokyo tea that involves Mountain Dew and like that green melon liqueur.
Yeah, because Midori is Italian, so it's like they don't. My favorite on this is the tequila plus live wire, aka the final sunrise.
This is it.
This may be like I was looking at this list. You know what made me realize? One vein of humor that you can always strike and mine forever with me is character walks into the wrong bar. Like the moment in a movie or a story when anybody walks into a bar and they're like, "Yeah, they're drinking Windex out of skulls." I'm like, I'm in. I'm 100% in. In the Muppet movie, when they go to El Sleazo, I'm like, yes, this is the world. This is the world I want my characters to live in. That is exactly what half of this list is, easily.
I'm looking at the chart now. Like I only have one complaint.
Mm-hmm.
These names are brilliant, but there is a crucial omission from this list, and it's not in the Mountain Dew flavors.
It's in the spirits.
You haven't put gin in here.
There's a reason.
The user replied to someone who complained this with basically haven't unlocked English knowledge.
I like that wine has a question mark. Okay. All of the hard Mountain Dew names are you fucked up.
Yeah.
I've had at least three of these in the past year.
But have you had them mixed with vodka and whiskey?
Yes,
and
no,
shit?
That's what I'm talking about. I've had at least three of the you fucked ups in the past year. They're quite pleasant.
Sounds like you fucked up.
I did. Yeah, it's true. I am still here. Mongolian death worm? Oh, this is beautiful. Yeah, I am fine with replacing all of the known names for Mountain Dew cocktails with whatever is here. This is canon now.
The Baja
Taco Bell
Blast
Cantina
and rum.
Should just adopt this, right?
Yeah.
I mean, pretty much.
What's Baja Blast and rum?
That's the Mojito Supreme. I'm like, unironically, like, yo, can I get a couple of those? can I get a couple of Mojito Supremes and a Super Mario Moonshine?
Yeah, the Kirby's Piss is good, too. I'm very fond of that.
Yeah, I've had, like, six of these. Is that a problem?
Maybe?
No. No. Next time, have it in the shower.
Reaper
level the fuck
sweat.
Up.
While no, playing see, GTA 6.
Mountain Dew Hard isn't as bad as you think as a mixer because there's no sugar in it.
Right.
Yeah.
How about this?
It's good for you.
Mountain Dew and traditional eggnog. What do we think?
Mountain Dew and traditional eggnog. What would we call it?
Mountain Dew, you know it's Christmas time. Do they know it's
yeah.
Christmas time?
Oh, Mountain Dew, they know it's Christmas.
I was going to call it Alpine Curdle, but that's a little too British. I do sort of disagree.
Call it chicken and dumplings.
Mountain Mary, do you know?
Mountain Mary, Mother of God.
I did sort of have a problem that they didn't name any of the hards, because it's very funny that the entire column is you fucked up, mm-hmm. right? But I do sort of think that they deserve names,
okay.
if you will.
What do you got?
So I've given all of them names.
Wow.
If you're ready, we can just workshop these. The vodka plus hard Mountain Dew, I would call that a shaky Yuri. The tequila plus hard Mountain Dew, I would call that the Shixalube, which is the asteroid that hit the Yucatan, thus exterminating the dinosaurs. The rum plus the hard is the I'm the captain now. The whiskey plus the hard, it's a little wordy, but I'm just going to call it the Battle of Blair Mountain.
Call it Shane McGowan's gums.
You could call it that, but like I wanted something that was kind of Appalachian and also sort of so Battle of Blair Mountain. And then the wine plus the hard would just be the casket.
Okay. We're missing a real... Okay, perhaps this is a modifier here because I mentioned that Hard Mountain Dew doesn't have sugar. The real way to get insane with this is to make one of these columns in the last you fucked up column and then put a real Mountain Dew floater on top because then you're getting into Bull Gator territory.
Yeah. Yeah. This is actual mixology. I'm impressed.
We've been doing this for a long enough time that there are probably younger listeners who don't know what we used to drink in college.
It's fair.
And somehow made it to our 40s.
I am terrified at the comeback of the Incredible Hulk. The Incredible
That's
Hulk.
That's Bull Gator adjacent, isn't it?
It is Bull Gator.
Okay, you look up yours, and I'll tell you how... Man, it's Florida week. We should celebrate the Bull Gator. Okay, kids, in the 90s, when we were getting ready for Florida, you would fill a pint glass with ice to the top. You would then fill the glass with vodka. You would then upend a can of Red Bull, like open a can of Red Bull, and upend it very quickly with the top of the can beneath the... the top of the can beneath the surface... And you splash just enough blue Curacao in the top so that it's blue and that slowly as you drink, it turns green. College only took me 5 years and I'm not really sure.
See, the Incredible Hulk has made a comeback and it was Hypnotic and Hennessy. I don't know if you ever did a tour of duty with the Incredible Hulk.
I did a tour of duty with Hypnotic, and I'll tell you why. It only lasted one night, and there's a reason that I remember what we made for dinner that night.
What'd you make?
Unfortunately, we were my Baton Rouge roommate. My Baton Rouge-born roommate was making dinner, and she made red beans and rice. And I remember it because it came up fully intact and blue. One drink in. Oh my God, Hypnotic.
It's like you were an Easter egg dying set.
It was not okay. We poured the rest of the bottle down the sink. We've never done that before or since.
It's, I think,
I'm not even joking. I'm shaking just thinking about that.
If a cocktail has a cool name, you should probably steer away from it. If somebody's like, hey, it's a funny color, and it's called the Incredible Hulk.
We were used to drinking shit called the Log Flume, you know, and stuff like that. And we were not ready. Hypnotic hit us like, I don't know, like a scene out of The Gods Must Be Crazy.
Here is an important sentence from Wikipedia. Hypnotic was created in 2001 by Raphael Jacoby, a college dropout living with his parents on Long Island, New York.
Yeah.
Here's a second important sentence. After seeing a blue perfume at Bloomingdale's, he decided to create a blue liqueur.
He sure did.
What flavor? Blue.
Blue. The flavor is Long Island Blue.
I don't even remember what it tastes like. I just remember puking.
Very blue.
Like, not even drunk, just puking.
If you made it in a bathtub at your mom's house in Long Island, I'm drinking it.
All right, so I'm going to ask the insensitive question. Mm-hmm. Does it make more sense if Hypnotic was developed, it was created in 2001? Does it make more sense if it's pre-9/11 or post-9/11?
I'm so glad you asked that, because I was thinking the same thing.
I think everyone
I
was
imagine
like,
that in post, there wouldn't have been a lot of time to develop and bring a product to market.
Sure.
Given everything else that was going on.
Unless, like, the light bulb goes off that day.
Mm. I wanted to do something to honor America.
Where were you when? Oh God!
I need to restore American. Spirits.
Do?
I need to. With America Americans, needs to pick me up.
America needs a spirit.
America got to put me down.
Yep, and it's important that like everything in the 2000s, I remove a letter, maybe multiple letters, and substitute incorrect.
And change one of them.
Yes, confusing one of them.
It's French. Hypnotique.
Maybe the most 2000s moment I've ever had was being offered an Incredible Hulk by a man in a yellow H2.
Wow.
Yeah.
That could only happen
who
once.
Who was playing?
Did he have glassware, or did he just like have them pre-bottled?
He had a jug of it, and it was at a tailgate, and they were playing Live Your Life with T.I. and Rihanna, and pouring shots of Incredible Hulk out of the back of a yellow H2. And I'm like, when my children are like, what was America like before it fell? I'll be like, here's why.
You were like, as you're standing there sipping it, you're like, this is so 2000s.
Yeah. See, as I was going, this moment is dated as I'm experiencing it.
The guy who created Hypnotic later created another liqueur. This one's marketed towards women. Called Nouveau. And it's pink. And the bottle looks like a large perfume bottle, and I swear to God, if you drank out of this, it would look like you were just fucking guzzling perfume.
This guy just walks around Macy's looking at bottles, and he's like, that looks delicious.
I like that he's just, like, applying the Care Bear theory of product marketing to liquor. He's like, well, we need a green one now.
I mean,
let's do orange.
Speaking as a former 19-year-old, it was effective.
That shit did work.
Listen, if we sold a mystery energy drink / liquor called Party Fuel, and we put it in an actual fuel can,
If Hard Mountain Dew won't sponsor us, we might as well just do this ourselves.
We need to do that, and it needs to be that. What's that like color of black that absorbs all light?
Yeah, Vanta Black.
Yes. It needs to be Vanta Black. If we could develop like a Vanta Black rum.
just make our own beverage.
Oil.
It's called the Sea Floor.
Embrace toxic the male, darkness.
Toxic male party fuel.
I think that gets us sued.
No. Toxic male party fuel.
No, we'll actually.
Oh, it's called the
well.
Vampire Squid.
I do like the threat to Mountain Dew. Either sponsor us, or we will put you out of business.
We will put you out of business.
We will make a drink even dumber than yours.
With our motor oil looking rum.
Chad, a liquor.
I think that's just Goldschlager.
And we'll serve it in a fucking oil jug. It'll look like transmission fluid. People will just be drinking it straight out of it. Yeah, man, I had a whole jug.
Oh, it's
so viscous. That's how you know it's good.
That's eggnog and Mountain Dew.
Eggnog and Mountain Dew. Go tell it on the Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
I like it.
That took me a minute.
Go yell it on the mountain. Is that what you said?
Go yell it on the mountain.
Go yell it.
That's not fucking drunk.
That's the mellow yellow variation.
Yeah.
Yeah, you drink a whole jug of our Chad masculine party fuel, and you're just gonna bite someone's nose off in a Fayetteville parking garage.
Any parking garage, really. The world is your parking garage with Chad toxic party fuel.
The world's faces are your oyster.
Maybe there's a pearl in that nose. You can't know until you bite it open.
It's time for five.
They say noses hide pearls. That's how people grow noses. Dirt forms around their pearls.
If the eyes are the windows to the soul, the nose is the safe, and you gotta crack it.
What treasures lurk inside? Only one way to find out. There's a reason it's not covered in bone, because they want you to find out.
It's five locoton, bitch. Let's go.
That's the other thing, man. Hypnotic came to market at the same time as original Four Loko. How are we alive?
This country used to be great.
It did used to be great.
I do love that this is all like a rebuttal to Bin Laden. You thought you'd break us. Fuck you, we'll break ourselves.
They hate our Four Lokos.
I mean, really, the guy who was the inspiration for that entire movement, the father of it, was outraged at one particular aspect of American society. I mean, many of them, but one really irked him, and it was
which movement?
It was the maintenance of that particular branch. That particular branch of Islamic fundamentalism started with this guy who was in Colorado, and he was outraged, most specifically, like this was his tick, by keeping indulgent lawns. It infuriated him.
Like Colorado's football field.
Could have been solved with xeriscaping.
Probably. I want to go ahead and say.
Right on. I mean, I hate yard work, so I'm listening.
You know, I could get it. But now I'm looking up to see when Bad Boy Mowers was founded.
When you say you could get it.
Oh my God. The founders started production in 2002.
See?
Wow.
Yeah.
Fueled by Hypnotic.
And now, now they sponsor the bowl game. Where? In New York City, no less. They made the journey all the way to the site of the crime.
I've seen The Matrix. It's all there. That is so, Jay, that's going to haunt me now. I'm going to look at everything that happened after 2001 as being like, what did we do? Become super American!
No, really.
That's what happened.
No, really.
I know half our listeners are like 9 years old. They don't remember, but that's what happened. No. Every song on the radio was like, fuck you, I'm going to punch you because I'm from America for like 3 years.
Mm-hmm. With your decadent trucks. We'll make more! We'll make them taller!
We'll make my old trucks are not decadent anymore. They're little.
We'll make a 23-foot truck. Your presidents are stupid. We'll make them stupider.
We'll find a dumber one.
Let it never be said among our many failings that we don't commit to the bit.
Is there... I ask this, but I was going to say on Thursday. On Thursday, we actually have... A banger of a Thursday night game.
You
want
to talk about football? All right.
No. I wanted to mention this before.
We did that earlier, but
we had a Friday game last week. That was weird enough. I assume for a Thursday game.
I assume Coastal Georgia State.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. Wait, is that here? Do y'all want to go?
It's at Georgia State.
We should go.
We'll workshop this.
I mean,
Coastal's
here. We should go.
Georgia State. I want to note, according to the computers, the best winless team in the country.
Oh, hell yeah!
So they are this year's Nebraska.
Hey, speaking of which, we got an Auburn voicemail from John in Columbia. Server, can you play 205?
Hey, Fullcast. Hail Raw. This is John on a mobile phone in Columbia, Missouri. Big fan of the Auburn Tigers here. Just wanted to go ahead and let you know, if you were wondering, it's a big old Fire Brian week. Love the show.
I know we complain about Brians frequently here in Georgia for a number of reasons. Can y'all think of a good Brian in football? Who's a coach?
Oh, I was going to say Brian Piccolo, but...
Right, yeah.
So, we're not going Brian Schottenheimer.
No. The University of Florida's
finest. I'm
concerned
that he might be the best.
He may be... Well, Brian Billick does have
Brian
a Super
Billick
Bowl.
Brian Billick is... Yeah, okay. Brian... And is now potentially... heir to the Arizona State throne?
Brian Ferentz has made a lot of money coaching football.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. He's very profitable.
We did have a caller who called in from a 404 area code, gave his name as Brian F. in Iowa, and said to tell everyone, I'm doing all of this on purpose. So,
Brian Flores? An important figure.
There was, if we extended
Central Michigan
Brian.
Had a good coach named Brian Kelly. I forget what became of him.
What happened to that guy?
I don't know. I don't know any Brian Kelly.
Just wondering what would happen if we extended Never Brian to the arena. What would
not
we
you,
be
Floyd.
Using?
No.
Not
you, I don't know Brian Kelly. I only know
that's Floyd. That's not Brian.
I only know the charismatic Bernard Robichon, coach of the LSU Tigers. Authentically Cajun.
That man name is Brian.
But you can call him BB for short.
Baby. Baby Kelly.
Oh, Baby Kelly down there.
Baby Kelly with a U and an X.
God.
I don't know where the letters go. Neither does he.
I saw him throw a whole hog at a cop once. The cop thanked him.
I'm concerned that we're going to make him cool.
No.
He'll help with that. Don't worry.
Yeah. Hurry up, server. Play Jake. Play 828, Jake.
Oh, my Auburn needs some counseling. Auburn needs to take a gap year. They need some time off, and so do I. My son is going to NC State next fall, and they're looking awfully sexy tonight. Oh, it makes me nauseous. Damn it. Jake in Asheville.
Did he end that with?
He signed it, and I appreciate that.
Yeah,
he ended it with, damn it.
Yeah.
No, we went through it. Yeah. I'm saying, is an Auburn fan uniquely qualified maybe to hop right into NC State fandom?
No. Oh, I think those are wildly different.
Emotionally.
Yeah.
I think
it's
wildly different.
Just way too boring. He's going to get bored and leave.
Yeah.
But will he get bored and leave, or will it be soothing?
It might. Yeah, it might be.
Yeah.
It might be like, you know, a good cool down. I agree with that. Yeah. But
anyway, Jake, call us back in 3 years. Let us know how that goes.
So Auburn plays Missouri?
Yes.
What if they didn't?
Would you put a single dollar on either team in that game? I would not. Not one.
No. No.
That's not this week, is it?
That's this week.
That is. Oh, God. That is this week.
That's happening.
Yuck.
Game of the week, of course. Undefeated Duke. Undefeated Kansas.
That's right.
I don't care what they've named the Big Nude Saturday game. That's as big a nude as it gets.
Oh, we've got a Kansas voicemail. Server, play 541.
Hello, Fullcast. My name is Alex from Points Out West, and I'm a Kansas alum, marching Jayhawk from back during the Glenn Mason experience. And I wonder if you could give us a few pointers on how to handle success in the media. I'm so used to always reading a national article on Kansas football and having it be compared to a dumpster fire or making dumpster fires look tiny. So I'm really not sure how to handle this actual success. Of course, now there's a fire engine going by. Anyway, please help in that regard. Also, if you look at the schedule, there's a real good chance we start 6-0 and finish 6-6.
The last time, 2009.
Help. I don't know how to handle this.
Okay, let me.
We could be good. I'm very scared and happy. I'm very confused. All right.
I'm just going to
hail to Ra.
I'm just going to jump in.
He's
if you're done, sir.
Here.
Sir, are you finished, sir? So the last time, 2009, when KU started 5-0, they finished 0-7. So that would be an improvement over the last time.
Like, isn't the move just to talk unrepentant shit and be like, well, the media doubted as usual.
That's lying,
cowardly media. And, like, just ignore the last decade plus of Kansas football history.
Yeah. This happens like, every single time they count us out.
Yes.
No, it doesn't.
Yes.
Yeah, it does.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Just like
that's absolutely the position that we're adopting here.
Like, Sark this week was like, well, nobody likes Texas. And it's like,
baby.
Yes.
The first time ever nobody likes Texas.
There's five schools that doesn't work on. And, buddy, you're at the maybe at worst the second of them.
This is the only position to take when you're successful. At this point in our history, is just to be like, I only got here because all of you shitlords didn't think that I could. I did it to ruin your day and your
day. You brought this on yourselves.
That's right.
Texas Booster's grumbling. My grandmother was a shitlord. I don't know why I did that voice. Thank you, Texas Chancellor Rizzo the Rat.
just go.
That is the Chancellor.
Go find somebody who, like, 2 years ago was like, Kansas doesn't look very good, and, like, spam them to freezing cold takes and be like, guess this didn't age
guess
well.
Digging up Bill Connolly's Kansas, she'll get exercise and
yeah.
Fresh air.
Yeah.
It doesn't even matter. Like,
what about now, Bill C?
Huh, hater?
Go find a box score from 3 years ago and be like, is this really what happened? Guess not.
Find a box score at ESPN.com.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Look at this mainstream.
The big mouse. The big mouse posting lies about the Jayhawks.
See, the thing that's at the center of all of this is loving yourself is such a radical act in our world.
Yeah.
That
we must reject it.
That you have to completely reject it and turn everything into a war because nobody can handle success.
Yes.
Nobody. Oh. Nobody. That's my actual honest answer is like, how do we handle success? I'm like, it will ruin you and poison you. There's absolutely no way. Everything will be a disappointment until you remember how bad things can get again.
On that note, we have another voicemail. What did we say this was? Sasha.
I think we said Sasha.
Sausage nachos.
314.
Hi, this is Sasha. Georgia makes me feel, as an Alabama fan, to be like a fan of regular team for the first time in like 10 years, and I don't like it.
Yeah, it sucks.
That's it. End of voicemail.
That's it.
That's the entire message.
Welcome, buddy.
Yep. Yeah, man. Here's the
down
thing.
Here with the rest of us.
Here's the thing that I want Sasha and any other Bama fan feeling this way to remember. There was a time in all of our lives on this call that Nebraska fans felt like Georgia fans feel now, or how Bama fans have felt for the last 15 years. Like, there was a time when it was like, we are king shit. No one can stop us. We will lose occasionally, but we are one of the dominant forces in the universe. And now, the interim coach is firing the defensive coordinator at Nebraska. So, like, as much as we... Yes, so, like, as much as we like to think that, like, well, you know, college football is just is just the same story of these big powers just... You know, whatever. It's like, it's not always. Sometimes.
You're not looking at a long enough timeline. You got to have some.
I mean, Alabama has, it's been a while, but they've had their meme years. Put together some meme recruiting classes. FSU was king shit for more than a decade, and then they lost to Jacksonville State.
Ohio State's the only, like, slight exception to this rule.
Yeah,
and even they had to deal
with their meme
with,
years
like,
is like, they still won a bowl.
The best was it?
They looked bad in the national championship. Those are the meme years for Ohio State.
The most
State.
Damaging thing you could say about them was that you were consistently the Daffy Duck of college football. You were number two. You were
like
the second best team in America.
I think the single funniest Ohio State always season is you wasted an undefeated season because you didn't take the ball ban at the right time. Okay, but you went undefeated.
But that shit was real funny.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, it was good. But you have to make jokes.
Like they would have won.
They're jokes about privilege, right? Like, they're very privileged jokes when you make jokes about Ohio State. Yes. You actually have to insult them personally in order to get anything to stick to them, because otherwise you're like, no, y'all are really good.
But this is why, if you're an Alabama fan who feels iffy now, I hope you just were fat and happy while it was, like, there's no point in being humble. There's none, which is why Kansas should just talk shit, because right now you're good. One day you might not be. Because you're Kansas, that day is probably going to come sooner than Alabama's is going to come. But, like, while you're good, there's no incentive to be like, well, we should take our time. No. If, and I know we're not supposed to talk about this game, but if Tennessee beats Florida this weekend, Tennessee should just talk all the shit in the fucking world. That's what they should do.
I will.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Yes,
but we won't.
Yeah,
Holly, Twitter's already established that you're a Florida fan, so welcome.
Yeah, that's
that was. Y'all, I had a real weird day. Between that and punching a hole in my Subaru,
so strong.
And Georgia fans, you should just, nothing will ever hurt you again. You're perfect, mm-hmm. and Georgia football will always
go work at Daddy's dealership.
So Georgia football will always be this good, and it will never be bad times ever again.
But specifically to this Alabama fan,
you don't have to have a personality.
Yeah, like specifically to this Alabama fan, what I want to say is that, you know, you can take these lessons forward. You can take the kind of emotional maturity, learning, and the lessons that you learn through a period of feeling envy, insecurity, and even you know, deep uncertainty about your football team, and you can recenter it so that when you experience success, do you know what you're going to say? No one wanted us here. Yep. No one thought we could do it, baby, but we're here.
Yep.
Come on, haters. Yeah. Yep. Just be toxic. There's absolutely no. There's
it's
no value.
Worse outside of the headphones.
Yeah.
You know, when I'm feeling toxic, I like to kick back with a tall, frosty glass of toxic masculinity.
That's right.
Brand new orange liquor from Fullcast Laboratories.
Comes in flavors of Chad. Also, Chad Plus.
You'll find other things like Georgia football. Mm-hmm. Georgia won a national championship.
TRT.
But they also paid Tom Crean a shitload of money. So, like, there's balance. You got to go look for it, but there's balance out there in the world.
They've lost to Colorado and UCF and so forth.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, Georgia's been the meme team many times.
Listen, you hire enough white dudes with bowl cuts, eventually one of them's going to be a good coach.
Yeah, eventually one's going to take. I mean, like, Georgia should have, like, 5 national titles this millennium, and they have 1. So you can laugh at them about that for a while.
Yeah.
I like that Spencer said, you hire enough white guys with bowl cuts, and eventually one of them's going to take, and he thinks that's a Georgia joke, but actually it's a joke about every Urban Meyer coach, post-Urban Meyer coach at Florida. That joke is.
Some of them have shaved heads, too. That's also
yes. This is the first one. This is the first time. And
this
give
one's
it time.
Head is a bowl.
He had a fantastic haircut. That wasn't the problem at all.
Yeah, we finally were like, too much hair. Go with a coach with less hair.
Hey, let's take this fan quest out on a high note with 828. We had a lot of 828 calls this week. Good afternoon, North Carolina. Let's do John from 828.
So. I'm just leaving Kid Brewer Stadium in Boone, North Carolina. It's John, guys. I can't do this anymore. I can't do this anymore. It's been 3 weeks of 61-63 of beating Jimbo Giggum at Texas A&M and winning on a Hail Mary. I have never seen in my many years of App State games 3 games like this. I'm not sure my heart can take it. Go Mountaineers, go America.
It does not get easier. Do you know who's next on the schedule?
It's
Coast, JMU.
James Madison, who is having a fucking kick-ass year.
All the more reason to just enjoy this for a minute, dude.
JMU, yeah. Who is either actually pretty good or hasn't played much of anyone. They're kicking the shit out
possible.
Of not much of anyone.
But, like, even their efficiency numbers, like, on offense and defense, JMU is, like, fucking rocking and rolling right now, so.
Yeah, it's good to play Norfolk State.
It's awesome. Like, people are making fun of Michigan for scheduling, like, a weak-ass first month. Hell no. You know how awesome it is to be like, yeah, we're just going to play Hawaii. We're going to kick the shit out of them.
I mean,
Jimmy Chang has 2 scholarship players.
There's a good reason not to invite App State.
Yeah, don't do it. Take that first month easy, brother.
We've told you this before. It's bad for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I will always laugh when, like, a Big Ten team schedules unambitiously because of, like, how bold and brave they believe their 9-game conference schedules to be. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, why the fuck would you play hard teams on purpose?
It's fun. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the point is to win.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Some of y'all don't know that.
Don't you like points?
I think it's good. I think we should let these... I think we should encourage more of these things to happen.
I mean, are we speaking as administrators or are we speaking as puppet masters?
Puppet masters.
Cool.
That App State Georgia Southern game at the end of the year,
mm-hmm.
That's going to be fun. It's going to be very... I don't know if I have the stomach for it at this point.
Yeah, fair enough. Let's take us out if nobody has anything else. We have one final 828 sentiment. Some car talk from our buddy Cam.
Jake in Nashville calling to make sure Spencer's okay. Last night at minute 24, 20 seconds of after dark, talking about Stetson and then their Jets and Kirby's relationship, he said, oh, man, I wonder if he's got a shit. Oh, man, I wonder if he's got a Cummins power stroke in that thing. And Spencer's in Georgia. Power strokes going Fords, Cummins in Rams. Duramax and Chevys, man.
check under your car. Shame.
Georgia. All right. Love y'all. Oh, and you're spot on about how we feel about the sinking ship at Auburn. Thank you.
Oh, so I wrote this name down wrong. This is the same guy who said the NC State was looking real sexy. I thought his name was Cam for some reason. Thank you, Jake, for the double message. And for shaming Spencer. This is very important.
No, it's all correct. I got that totally wrong. Thank you for the correction.
We didn't get that tweeted at us either. I think this might be the only person that caught that.
I think, the post-process here is pretty rigorous, I think. Mm-hmm. Like, the fact-checking is,
aggressive. Especially at 4 a.m. on a Sunday.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Serber and Doug, they've got a team of, 20 to 25, depending on how many interns we have that year, working round the clock to make sure that everything this program says, that's right, is just spot on. But, sometimes we miss one, and we regret the error. And we regret all the ones to come, too.
And we've never put out anything as bad as the Caliphate, so suck it, New York Times.
Yeah. Again.